Namaste. My name is Will Simmerer. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak how to deal with interruption. So everybody knows this maybe. So we are working quite hard to get a solution and then we get interrupted again and again from the colleagues and from the family, from the kids. Who cares? And after a recent study, it is so that we need 25 minutes at maximum to get in on the track again of thinking after an interruption. And 25% of the people never will solve the problem or finish their job on the same day. It's just so bad. But IT specialists or programmers, how you call them, can deal with an interruption every 3 minutes and they can do the job. There must be something special. Okay. They've done a research or a contest for two groups. And both groups had a condition that there were coming disturbing noise on a random. No? And so they were anxious and felt interrupted and so on. The second group got a switch that they could switch off the noise all the time when they wanted, so that they could work uninterrupted. So, and the results had been the second group with a switch could done 5 times more than the first group. Even they never used the switch. Yes. Get it. Our ego is getting compliant, or is compliant much more when we have the choice. So ask all the time for a choice from somebody instead to threatening him. Makes that sense or not then? Okay. When I was a kid, I wanted to do my things and I got interrupted. I got anxious and angry and so on. And after some time, I learned to switch off. Even my siblings were saying, hey, come, the meal is ready. I didn't hurt anything. I switched off and could do my stuff. Regardless of what. Most of my books I've written in noisy hotel lobbies. Because I've learned in a big family with 5 kids, my mother got 5 kids within 3 years, to learn to switch off the distraction. So I can focus everywhere. And this you can learn also. You are focused on your job and just switch off. Switch off everything as a distraction. So I had to learn it when I was a kid. So then there are some people who never will learn that. There are people who are focused on the task. And there are people who are focused on socializing. And the people who are focused on socializing will never have that focus. Then it's quite simple why IT specialists, I was also one, have such a great focus. And people want to still to deal in such situations. Okay, and for this I have also the remedy. So if you're working in a firm or so, then you give your colleagues a manual when you want to have interrupted work. So but you don't put your gun on your desk because it is threatening the people. Okay. They should ask you, can I interrupt you? And you reply, yes, not right now, wait a minute. When it is urgent to interrupt you, they should ask you, sorry, please, I need urgently something from you. And then you look for the gun. Okay, if it must be, then I can help you. So when you're working in a corporation, you ask if you can put a signboard on your desk or on the door that you need interrupted work time for 1.5 hours and that nobody should interrupt you, and you put off your phone if this is possible. And I've seen it when I was working for MBB that we could go make our work at home. We were asking, we need to do this job and we don't want any interruption. We just worked at home, and this is quite common for engineers. No? Okay, to get the things done. So I hope that I have helped you, and bye.